Netflix is in the gaming biz, but it doesn't have any blockbusters yet. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Netflix will give investors a glimpse of its growth this week when the company reports quarterly earnings Tuesday. It's been hard to sustain the pace of 2020 when the world was stuck at home on the couch. Now the company is chasing a new market, video games. And it's a big one. Mobile gaming generated an estimated $90 billion in 2021. Over the last year, Netflix has been buying up small independent gaming studios. It acquired a third one last month. The company now offers about a dozen titles free to subscribers, including a card game, bowling, an upcoming first-person shooter game, and two based on its popular show, Stranger Things. Leveraging a company's intellectual property for games is nothing new, Star Wars, but how well can Netflix play this game? Michael Pachter is a research analyst with Wedbush Securities. He said Netflix's catalog of hit shows might not lend itself to this strategy.
I think Netflix has aspirations to take what they consider to be really popular, valuable IP and turn it into games. We like to say, oh gosh, Stranger Things and Bridgerton are amazing TV shows and they have big loyal fan bases. But, you know, I don't think that Stranger Things as, you know, some kind of a, you know, fantasy, odd, you know, horror type genre is going to do well as a video game. Bridgerton would never be a game.
How does Netflix compare to some of its competitors here?
It's a slow growth industry. The entrenched players, you know, it's really hard to compete with these guys who have been making games for decades, and they have all the talent. So you know, Netflix can poach some of the talent, of course they can, and try to compete, but it's really a hard business. And, you know, making games that are successful, what you've seen over the last 20 years is fewer and fewer game brands. The brands have tended to become sequels. So Call of Duty is on its 19th iteration. It's really hard to create new IP in games. It's really, really hard to make a successful game. And it tends to take 10 years or more of development expertise before you get one good.
What is the market for gaming subscription services? Because the idea of a Netflix for gaming sounds good in theory.
Yeah, Microsoft's there already. So it was a terrible idea to start it up without content. And when Microsoft started Game Pass, they didn't have enough owned content to support the service. So maybe, you know, 1 to 2 games a year. And they were trying to charge incremental above Xbox Live about 10 bucks a month for 1 to 2 games a year. It just didn't seem like enough. Then they bought 6 small studios that in the aggregate probably make another 2 games a year. Then they bought Bethesda, who makes Fallout and Elder Scrolls and Doom, that makes 2 or 3 more games a year. Now they're buying Activision. So suddenly they have real depth. They have probably 7 to 10 games, new games a year, and they have catalog of hundreds of games. And suddenly the subscription service makes some sense and they own it. They didn't license it. They own it. I think Microsoft has won. I think this is Facebook versus Google Plus. So I don't think anybody can compete.
How much of this do you think is just about bolstering the Netflix brand, sort of another branch of merchandising for them?
I mean, I think ultimately that's going to be what they ascribe to their aspirations. And I think that Netflix could succeed there. I do think it's smart for Netflix to do kind of low-cost investment in things that create more awareness of the Netflix brand. And I think games is part of that. So I will concede that they're probably going to continue to do this for several more years. And that's fine. I mean, that's a good investment. They spend north of, you know, $1 billion a year in marketing. So why not spend 10% of that on game development and see if it helps market?
Michael Pachter is a research analyst with Wedbush Securities. And now for some related links. The Verge has a nice landing page where they're tracking all the news about Netflix's gaming venture, including more about that first-person shooter game that's set to be released soon, which is some sort of running from zombies deal. How original. We reported on the show back in January just how much the market for mobile games has exploded. According to a report from research firm Newzoo, mobile games made up more than half of all consumer spending in the sector last year. As for the idea Michael Pachter floated about Netflix using games as a form of marketing, it wouldn't be the first time Netflix made a push on merchandise. I reported back in October about Netflix collaborating with Walmart on an e-commerce hub. It sells everything from Stranger Things stickers and Witcher action figures to my personal favorite, a set of No Mercy Cobra earrings from the Karate Kid revamp Cobra Kai. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.